I'm Andrea Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. I've never been a fan of science fiction because I'm tired of the same scenario over and over. Alien forces go to war, one wins and dominates the other, and the losers become slaves. How can I get excited about space aliens who just imitate the worst of human behavior? So I've been studying UAP, formerly called UFO, and what is now termed the phenomena, something far more interesting than sci-fi. Now this field has been broadened to include unidentified submersible objects, known as USOs, and interdimensional phenomena like remote viewing, channeling, and other forms of ESP. If you're interested, check out the U.S. government's Cloak and Dagger, now not-so-secret programs, researching and using ESP in the documentary The Third Eye. Many of the key players in this research, like Hal Puthoff and Russell Targ, are also involved in current efforts for UAP government disclosure. But I'm far more interested in the idea that people from other star systems might be visiting us and have been doing so for thousands of years. If this is true, and there's a lot of data to suggest it is, what would be the motivation for coming here besides that age-old domination idea? Some people speculate that extraterrestrials want our natural resources or our genetics, and others believe they're here to save us from destroying ourselves. I'm not so sure I believe any of this. Being a skeptic is important, especially considering how the internet has provided us with a flood of information and disinformation. And on the other hand, I have very little interest in the close-minded negative agendas of those who call themselves debunkers. That being said, after studying this subject for over 30 years, I've concluded that if we are being visited by extraterrestrial beings, they are most likely coming from many different places with a variety of intentions, from good to bad. But the question still remains, why are they so interested in us? Besides the already mentioned possibilities, here's another one. Perhaps our space neighbors are curious about what makes us uniquely human. Instead of looking at how bad we are as a species, maybe we should look at how good we are. It's true that we're trashing our environment, and we're violent to the point where we may destroy ourselves and the planet. But what about our other qualities? Humans are deeply emotional beings with the ability for love, compassion, courage, curiosity, and creativity, as well as a myriad of negative emotions like hatred, vengeance, and anger. But perhaps all of these qualities, even the negative ones, are the human treasures. What would our lives be like if we couldn't feel these emotions? It would be logical to assume that beings visiting us would be far more technologically advanced than we are. But are humans overly enamored with technology? Are we selling ourselves short by being so eager for advanced tech that we're willing to sacrifice the most beautiful and wonderful things about being human? Is our infatuation with technology taking us away from the very things we prize the most? Do we really want to become more like machines, like robots, just for the sake of efficiency or control over others, or just because it's cool? I don't think so. If I were an astronaut in space, looking back at Earth, that little blue marble in the universe, I think I would see humans as being quite beautiful, quite extraordinary, and I'd probably get a little emotional about it. For Esoterica, I'm Andrea Bella. Thanks for listening.